This is a really intriguing story that Good Things Guy made us aware of. It's really the story of a baby girl battling to stay alive. And Renesmee was diagnosed with a serious lung and heart condition, which she urgently needs surgery for. And she's been to a public hospital. Her family took her to a public hospital in Johannesburg. But they were apparently told there was no point in operating on this child because it was unlikely she'd pull through. And she was about 16 days old when her mother was sent home with her, and they essentially thought that this was going to be the end. But then she was moved to a private hospital, and the doctors there examined her, and they became convinced that with the right surgery and treatment, the child would definitely pull through. Now, the founder of NGO Little Help for a Little Heart, Diana Becker, got in touch with the Renesmee's family, and she spent the last few days trying to make this operation a reality for the little girl. And she's going to relate to us where it's brought her to today. Diana, thank you very much for being with us today. Really appreciate your time on the program. First of all, you've been in contact with the little girl's family. How's she doing at the moment?
Yes. At this stage, she is critical, but she is being transferred very, very soon. We're hoping in the next hour to Sunninghill Hospital. There's been numerous factors involved. The mommy and daddy, as well as little Renesmee, had to go for COVID-19 testing before they can get transferred to Sunninghill. So the only hold up at this stage is we are waiting for little Renesmee's results. And yeah, then the ambulance is ready to take her and take her to the fantastic doctors that's going to save her little life.
Right. And these doctors at the Mabudeng Heart and Lung Institute are quite sure that this operation is going to save her.
Yes, I mean, there is obviously factors depending on her actual herself and her immune system and everything, but they have stabilized her throughout the night while she was still in Johannesburg General, and they've put her on the medication. It's a drug called Prostin, and that drug actually opens, it keeps the PDA, as they call it, the natural tube that takes the blood to the lungs. It keeps it open because that's one of the main factors that's against her. She's not getting enough oxygen into her lungs to be able to breathe and survive on her own.
Diana, you've been through quite a lot with the family in the last few days, because I understand that originally their medical aide, Benitas, did not want to pay for the operation. You started a fundraising campaign. Subsequent to that, the medical aide did actually agree to go ahead. So you've become quite personally involved with this child.
Yes, no, most definitely. It's almost like it's strange how it happened. I bumped into them. My daughter herself had undergone heart surgery at Mabudeng Heart and Lung Institute last year, and we had to go through a similar process to raise extra funds for her, because our medical aid at that point, we were in an exclusion period. We changed over to a new medical aid, and they placed my daughter on a 12-month exclusion period additional. And so we started it, and we were actually in Johannesburg from Hoedspruit to go see our cardiologist, Dr. Kenny Govindrogalu, who's also going to be the first person now meeting Renesmee when she arrives at Sunninghill. And I posted on my own personal page to family and friends, and someone had saw it there, and it was a lady called Julie Eastes, and she said, "Listen, please, do you know how we can help?" And so that's how I got in touch. And it was just an emotional roller coaster. But I think it's good to not be, I am so emotionally involved. I've cried, I've been angry, we've been going through so much. But at least as an outsider, I can keep focused and working with my, always want to say partner in crime, Jock from Rainsford, and try and keep track and try and sort everything out where the family is under pressure. They're emotional, so when you're too emotional, things start becoming a bit of too much.
So you're bringing a balance there. Is there anything, a last question, Diana, is there anything that we as members of the public can do, or is it just a matter of sending the Renesmee and her family positive thoughts at this time?
At this time, positive thoughts. We have been so blessed that in the since the 9th of May that I've started on my side fundraising, and the granny Beatrice of Little Renesmee started fundraising. We have raised about 170,000 rand on our own up until now. And with Bonita's being so kind to finally do this in a private capacity, out of that funds, we only need to pay 3 months premie of, that she would have, you know, been on an exclusion period.
Right.
And then obviously radiology, pathology, there's all these little small extras that's going to come along. And we will pay that from the funds that have been raised.
Wonderful.
So,
well,
so at this point, money-wise, we're good, but prayers and well wishes to them, I think that's what's going to pull this little girl through.
Deanna, thank you so much for sharing her story with us, and also that of your kindness as well towards the family and the support that you have given them. All our very best to the family of Renesmee, and this little girl in particular, whom we are holding up and hoping for the absolute best for as she goes through this operation, hopefully in the next few hours. And perhaps we'll touch base with Deanna a little bit later on next week to find out how she's come through the operation.